The Paschal Sermon of St. John Chrysostom. If anyone is devout and loves God, enjoy this fair and radiant triumphal feast. If anyone is a wise servant, rejoice and enter into the joy of his Lord. If any has labored long in fasting, now receive your recompense. If any have worked from the first hour, today receive your just reward. If any have come at the third hour, with thankfulness keep the feast. If any have arrived at the sixth hour, have no misgivings, because you shall in no way be deprived. If any have delayed until the ninth hour, draw near, fearing nothing. If any have tarried even until the 11th hour, be not alarmed at your tardiness, for the Lord, who is jealous of his honor, will accept the last even as the first. He gives rest to him who comes at the 11th hour, even as to him who has wrought from the first hour. And he shows mercy upon the last and cares for the first, and to the one he gives, and upon the other he bestows gifts, and he both accepts the deeds and welcomes the intention and honors the act and praises the offering. Therefore, all of you enter into the joy of your Lord and receive your reward, both the first and likewise the second, you rich and poor together, hold high festival. You sober and you heedless, honor the day. Rejoice today, both you who have fasted and you who have disregarded the fast. The table is full laden, all of you feast sumptuously. The calf is fatted, let no one go away hungry. All of you enjoy the feast of faith. Receive the riches of loving kindness, let no one bewail his poverty, for the universal kingdom has been revealed. Let no one weep for his iniquities, for pardon has shone forth from the grave. Let no one fear death, for the Savior's death has set us free. He that was held prisoner of it has annihilated it. By descending into hell, he made hell captive. He embittered it when it tasted of his flesh. And Isaiah, foretelling this, cried out, "Hell was embittered when it encountered you in the lower regions. It was embittered, for it was abolished. It was embittered, for it was mocked. It was embittered, for it was slain. It was embittered, for it was overthrown. It was embittered, for it was fettered in chains. It took a body and met God face to face. It took earth and encountered heaven. It took that which was seen and fell upon the unseen. O death, where is your sting? O hell, where is your victory? Christ is risen and you are overthrown. Christ is risen and the demons are fallen. Christ is risen and the angels rejoice. Christ is risen and life reigns. Christ is risen and not one dead remains in the grave. For Christ, being risen from the dead, has become the first fruits of those who have fallen asleep. To him be glory and dominion unto ages of ages. Amen."